take care of you. Today, as we listen to the gospel, I'm reminded, and I might have told you this story before, I don't remember, but the reality of when I was in Colwood Seminary, and again, I entered at 17, but I was in Colwood Seminary, my best friend in seminary, his name was David at the time, and he came, and I was sitting in one of the classrooms up at the seminary doing my homework, and he came into the classroom. He pulled up a closed door behind me, pulled up a chair, and he looked at me and he said, "Larry, Jesus says in the gospel that you can tell a tree by its fruit, and all your fruits stink." And I go, oh joy, you know. So, and I remember he was expecting me to like kill him at that particular moment. But I sat there and I go, okay, you're right, huh? And then after I took that and I tried it on, I went and I dealt with every guy in seminary. And in those days, we had about 80 guys in the college seminary. I went to everyone throughout the next week, and I apologized to any of the people who I met or hurt because, you know, my nickname, Proud, Arrogant, Aggressive Richards. And so I went to them and asked for mercy. But at least somebody in my life, one person at the time, loved me enough to tell me the truth about myself. Now, throughout the years, I've had plenty of people that love me so much, you know, that want to tell me. But it's always good that we have, hopefully, everybody here has at least one person that'll tell you the truth about yourself. That'll tell you your good points, tell you your bad points, out of love, not because they have nothing better to do today. But they'll tell you, huh? You know, and again, throughout the years, I know my good points. I know my bad points. I know that at the cathedral at this very moment, there is the I Hate Father Larry group down there. There are all the groups that used to belong here down there. I know I'm not good in relationships. I know that's not my high point. I know that I have a temper. I know that I am moody. I know. But again, that's working out of Father Larry instead of working out of Christ. You see, because Jesus talks about fruit today, but it's His fruit, not our fruit. When we're working out of our own natural personality or our natural way of doing things, we'll produce fruit, but it'll stink because it's fruit that's only about us. What we need to do is get out of the way and produce the fruit that's of God. And Jesus tells us how to do this today at least 5 times in that short gospel. What do we have to do to bear fruit in Christ? He said at least 5 times. Do, 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 do. It didn't say abide. Remain in me, huh? Remain in me. He says 5 times. The old translation was live in me. But he doesn't just say remain in me. He says remain in me as I remain in you. So this is what we got to do. We got to focus and refocus on the reality of not ourselves, our personality, our culture, the way we were brought up, and all the excuses we use for the reasons we have for being the way we are. Those are all excuses we use to give ourselves more excuses to continue on our bad behavior. But we got to get out of there and sit there and know that I'm called not to remain in my culture, remain in my personality, remain in the way I was brought up, but remain in Christ as He remains in us. And so what that means is at this very moment, the Christ is dwelling in you and me. The Christ is remaining. He is inside of us. And so just like the natural builds on the supernatural, and we've used before, just like right now, at this very moment, you're breathing. Huh? If you weren't breathing, you'd be dead and we'd have another funeral. We'd have too many funerals these last couple weeks. But anyway, you'd be dead. Take your breath away, you're dead. But here you are breathing all the time. Every moment, middle of the night, you're always breathing. But how often do you become aware of your breath? Not very often. Unless you're a person that learns meditation, you sit there and settle yourselves every moment. At least a couple times a day. Well, what has to happen if we're going to remain in Christ is we got to learn mindfulness. You know what mindfulness is? We talked about it here not too long ago. But mindfulness is becoming aware of the reality of what is happening and what is true in this moment. What is real now? Because the past, there ain't a darn thing you can do about your past, right? It's gone forever. Worry about it, it's gone forever. The future, no one here has promised the future. In the middle of my talk, he could take you home right now. Boom, dead, gone. You don't have a past, you don't have a future. The only thing you have is now. And to focus for a moment, like stop for a second, just a second here, and realize that God Christ, the King of the universe, that which the universe cannot contain, dwells in you. He is present right now inside of you. Become aware of that for a moment. God is inside of you. And to become in touch with this God who remains in you, and now he wants you to remain in him. And the way you do that is, first of all, to have a time of meditation throughout the day, where you, as are we put on adoration chapel, the be still and know that I am God. So again, if you have that time in your daily life where you become still, you breathe. Because sometimes it helps to get in contact with the physical reality of your breath, so you can get in contact with the spirituality of God living inside of you. So you breathe for a moment and you become still. Now God is within you. Now, when you remain in him, that means that you start getting your strength to deal with situations from his power and presence inside of you. And see, the way you can show whether you're doing that is because of the fruit that's being born. It's the fruit of life-giving. It's the fruit of giving other people peace. It's the fruit of building up the body of Christ. When you remain and I remain in him, then we bear fruit for the kingdom and not the fruit of my name or my culture or my family. I build up the fruit that comes from God. You know, so often we come out of the fruit of our weaknesses and our need, and it comes from being still for a moment, getting in contact with the Christ who remains in you, and working off his strength. So I want to encourage you to make sure, of course, you have that time every day that you're still. But that in the midst of the day when you're going crazy, I know nobody here goes crazy. In the midst of the day when you're working out of your weakness and your culture or your personality, to take a breath. Become aware that God dwells within you. And then get out of the way. And let him live his life through you. Bring his strength to people. Bring his life to people. Bring his life to the world. And bear fruit for him. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. And so I'll just ask you, do you believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and of earth, the Creator of things that are seen and unseen? Do you believe in him? I do believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord and our God, who is conceived